91.5 WDBK FM presents the Cougar Coaches Show, a weekly sit down with one of our athletic coaches right here at Camden County College. All right, Nick Earnshaw here for our first edition of the Coaches Show. Chip Ritano, head women's basketball coach, as well as the head softball coach here at Camden County College. Chip, thanks for jumping on with us today.
My pleasure.
All right, so I got to jump into basketball season. It was a really, really good season for you guys. Ended in a little bit disappointing fashion. But what do you have to say about this team and how they battled all year? You guys were 16-8 overall, 7-2 in the conference. Pretty successful overall, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, we had a resilient group. They, a lot of people didn't give us much of a chance when the season started. We came off a 22-win season last year, nationally ranked all season long, but we lost a lot of players. We had a lot of injuries this year, but this group was absolutely about as resilient as you could ask for.
Yeah, most definitely. So you guys fought RCSJ 72-59 in the final. What did you tell your team after you lost that final game?
It's hard. I mean, you work so hard for all those months. I mean, we start back in August. And, you know, you get to March and your season comes to an abrupt end. Basically, I told them, you know, how proud I was of them, how much I loved them. And, you know, that, you know, we fought all year long and we pushed and pushed to get to where we were. I felt we deserved to be where we were. We earned it. But more than anything, just told him how proud I was of him.
Chloe Crago, a very important piece to your team this year, 500 points in a season. What did you expect that from her, to be such a scoring option for you guys, like, and have that many points this year? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Not at all. she's the first women's basketball in CCC history to score 500 points in a season.
Yep.
When we were recruiting her, we saw a very versatile player, but never imagined that she would come in and be the type of scorer that she was. I mean, we expect her to come in, be a hard-nosed defender, a good facilitator, and an all-around player, but we got much more.
Yeah, no, definitely. She was unbelievable this season. One player that you mentioned in a previous interview, Isabella Boyle, she was someone you said that kind of stepped up this year. What did you make of her performance throughout the entirety of the season?
You know, she's 5'2", and she plays like she's 6'2". She gets, in our defensive scheme, she gets stuck playing against 5'10", 6-footers every night, and she's just a beast. We expected her to be a good role player for us, come off the bench, give us a good 15, 16 minutes a game, and turned out to be, you know, a player that ended up starting almost the whole season, averaged almost 30 minutes a game, and just was such, you know, a huge lift for our team. I mean, you look at her and you don't think basketball.
Right.
But when you watch her play, you understand the type of athlete she is.
Yeah, no, she was unbelievable this year, just looking at her stat line. And you have to be proud of kind of the majority of this team. To sum up the entirety of the season, how would you describe the 2023-2024 team?
I used the word already, resilient. They just never quit. They showed up every day. They worked hard. They went through practices where there were six healthy bodies at times, and the coaching staff had to get on the floor to kind of subsidize a little bit with the lack of numbers, but I mean, I can't say enough about them. This is a group that, you know, will be remembered for a long time because of how hard they worked all year and what they accomplished.
Right. Heading into next season, what is kind of your goals and expectations?
I want to win a national championship.
That's pretty lofty.
I think you have to have high goals.
Right.
You have to really shoot for the stars. But I mean, we want to win our conference and region championship. I mean, it's something that hasn't been done in a really long time, but that national championship is sitting there, and it's always kind of hovering. And if we recruit well, we're off to a great start. But with the returning players and the recruits we have coming in right now, and hopefully the ones that are going to sign shortly, I think we give ourselves a chance to be top 10 in the country. And, you know, we've been nationally ranked 3 years in a row, which I don't think anybody thought, you know, Camden County's women's basketball team was going to be this type of program. But honestly, I expect it. You know, I just, you know, my expectations are always high for myself, right, my staff, and my players. But, you know, I never let other people's expectations get in our way.
Right. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun. We'll be hopefully broadcasting some of those games
awesome.
Next
that
year.
Would
It'll
be great,
here on WDBK. One final note on basketball. You got your 100th win as a coach this year. Fifth coach in Camden County college history. What did that mean to you? What did that milestone mean to you?
It meant a lot. I mean, you know, I love being here. This school means a lot to me. My youngest son is a freshman here. My only daughter and my middle son both graduated from here.
Right.
My daughter played for me. It meant a lot because I have a lot of good friends that I've made here on campus and throughout my 10 years here at Camden County. But, you know, I mean, I try not to make any one win more important than the other. And it really shouldn't be about me. It should be about the team. But honestly, it was, it felt good. It really did.
Right. That's awesome. Congratulations on that 100th win. It's a big deal. That's a really big deal to get it and stay in one place for a long time. It's pretty cool. Chip, I want to move along. It's spring. The weather's been a little bit nicer, to say the least. It's getting warmer. That means baseball season and softball season's right around the corner. So heading into this year, what do you think about this team heading into this season? Coming off last year, 7-25, what do you have to do to be better this year?
We got to work harder. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I can't take anything away from the team last year. I mean, they worked their butts off mm-hmm. all season long. But, you know, we got hit with a lot of injuries, and we didn't live up to expectations. Mm-hmm. Pitching was definitely an issue. We lost our number one pitcher to a back injury.
Right.
And, you know, this year we have, you know, our aspirations are definitely to be a playoff team. I mean, prior to last year, we had been in the championship 3 times in the last 6 yep. years. And, you know, we miss it. We want to get back there. And I think we have the group that can do it. We're young. And I know that sounds weird when you're at a 2-year school, but we're loaded with freshmen.
Right.
We only have one returning player from last year's team.
So different turnover, yes. A lot of turnover this year.
So again, we haven't played a game yet. I mean, we've been practicing and they've been working hard. We've been stuck inside most of the time because of the weather lately, but it is getting better. It's starting to look nicer outside and we can't wait to get out on the field. Our next practice is Thursday. So we're hoping, everybody comes with a lot of energy and ready to go. Our first doubleheader is next Tuesday, so we're excited.
That's great. So is there a couple of players that people should watch for and be ready for heading into this year? Just a couple of names.
Yeah, I mean, our one returning player, Amanda Ober, she was our center fielder last year, mm-hmm. Does a really good job. She was one of our top hitters as well. Obviously, I said pitching is a key. We have a freshman, Maggie Ralston. She throws hard, mid-60s, has great control. We're really excited to see what she can do in our region with her skill set. Isabella Boyle, who, you know, you mentioned earlier with basketball, she is she's an outfielder that covers all kinds of ground, but she's very versatile. She can be moved into the infield if necessary just because of her skill set on the field. And then Helena Collins, another freshman who we are really expecting a lot out of. Helena played basketball this year, not by design, was something that just kind of happened.
Yeah.
But we recruited her to play softball because she's just a flat-out stud. She has a big bat, and we definitely have a lot of expectations when it comes to Helena's bat this year. But, I mean, and nobody works harder than she does.
Right. Chip, we're looking forward to the softball season. It's going to be really fun. Excited for what you guys have in store. It was a great basketball season, so congrats on a very successful season.
Thank you.
And thanks for coming in for our first kind of annual coaches show. We're going to try and do this more often.
Well, I'm glad I could be the first. It's it's a pleasure to be here, Nick. I appreciate you inviting me over. I'm always available. I mean, whenever you want, you know, I love jumping on the air and talking sports. So, you know, And best of luck with everything.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Chip, thanks so much for joining us. This was our first coach's show, Chip Ritano, right here on 91.5 WDBK FM. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
You are listening to the Cougar Coaches Show on 91.5 WDBK FM. Special thanks to our coaches and Camden County College Athletics.